I see some smiling faces. Okay. Yes, I am. I guess if I had a nickname, I would be the awkward one, or maybe that fits, right? I'm probably there. I've taught in a lot of different ways, behind a beard and with crazy accents, and I don't mind doing the stupid and the humorous, and yeah, I guess that maybe I just described what I am maybe there, but okay, guys, have you ever been in like this? You know, you're in conversation with your wife, and she's, what are you talking about? Yeah, you've been there, and it goes both ways, right? And something will trigger, something will be said, and the dot goes, and, you know, and I'm off to the races, arriving at this place, and then I'm verbalizing something, and she don't have a clue as to what I'm talking about, you know? And so I guess my style of teaching is a lot like that, okay? How did we get there? I'm the dot man, you know, I connect the dots, and I have a lot of dots sometimes. And if we were to say today, Matt went with Lost in Space last week, so I would say Doctor Who this week, and climbing on board the TARDIS, and we could have Jethro Tull way back in the year one, and we could have also the Boomerang Elder. We could have bathroom, locker room, classroom, and all these different dots I'll try to connect, okay? Yeah, you say, okay. So those who are 1, 2, 3, 4s, hang on, okay? Don't leave. Let's see, we've got an escape mine on seat 6 and aisle 2, right? Okay, come back. Yes. But all, okay, so let me begin connecting some dots. These iPhone things, people taking pictures of themselves. Selfies, yes. So my mind begins clicking, and I'm thinking, the last thing I want to do is see a close-up of me doing something as I am. Photos capture you, don't they? As you really are in that moment. But, so I began thinking, you know, what would really be cool is unselfies. My wife, I tried to explain to her, you know, everybody does the selfie, you know, all that kind of stuff. But let's do some unselfies. And she said, I think that's just called pictures, you know. Okay, wow, okay. Geez, so much for a new concept, huh? But I began thinking. In small group, we're in Elijah. We have been since way back in the year one, right? We've been there a long time. A lot of things have happened. A couple of weeks ago, we're getting close to the end. Elijah is going to be called home in 2 Kings chapter 2. And Elisha is along beside him. Three times, Elijah says to Elisha, you don't have to come any further. Stay. And each time, Elisha says, no way, I'm with you to the very end. I'm with you in this time of uncertainty. I'm with you because I'm going to be the one to carry on. And I began, and I asked the class to think of some Elishas in their life. Individuals, am I on or which one am I using? Is this one on? Yes, I'm the hand talker. Yes. I said, the Elishas in our life, those individuals who walk beside us, who bend the knee, who put their arm around us, who pray with us, who laugh with us, who cry with us. And I think of all the Elishas I've had in my life, and I began, okay, here's some dots. I began thinking of my past here at the Grove. I go way back. I mean, Russ is 2,840 mosquito years older than me. I'm young. But Debbie and I were thinking, you know, we might be the individuals that have been here the longest. I mean, from the Grove, from way back. And so I've got some unselfies, photographs. We'll look at Scripture. We'll look at some application for today. It's imperative that we learn from our past and we know our past. And some of the things I'm taking snapshots of all are born out of small groups, gang. I mean, this morning was wonderful in worship. Amen, right? But the moments that I'm remembering most are those one-on-ones with God's people. Elisha's. Those memories are there. My car keys, I don't know where they're at. You know, my iPhone, I don't know. Yeah. But these memories are incredible. And they're born out of small groups. In one way, form, or fashion, Debbie and I, since way back, have been involved in small group. Still are today. And that's where those bonds that last are really developed, gang. So, let's pray, because this is a different type message for me. I've done different stuff, so I'm never neat, okay? So this won't be neat either, okay? So hang on. Hey, God. Oh, wow, I don't know if I've ever begun a prayer. Hey, God, you know. No. Oh, golly. Okay. Ah, Lord God, we thank you that you're a personal God, Lord. You laugh with us and not so much at us, even though you've got every opportunity to. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would use me to connect with others today, to share your word, your truth, and that you would change our lives in a way that we would be more like you, that we would glorify you. And bottom line, Lord Jesus, that we would love one another and love you with all our hearts. We'll make it that simple, Jesus. Just do your thing this day. Amen. Wow. Okay. Let's begin with some scripture readings. My notes are so messy, believe me, okay? Colossians 3, verse 14. You can open your Bibles and do that. We'll do it that way, okay? Colossians 3, 14. Paul lists all these incredible virtues in the previous verses. But he comes down to verse 14 and he says, above all, put on love, the bond of perfection. I love that. Above forgiving, above humility, all these things, he says, put on love, the bond of perfection. And these photos that I have that are etched in my memory are there because individuals put on love, the bond of perfection, that agape-type love which seeks the highest good. That God-like love that it's incredible and beyond description. Those moments, I'm telling you, sometimes we wonder why our teaching just doesn't stick or why we're not seeing fruit. I'm telling you, sometimes it's because we don't have any glue. We don't have love, the bond of perfection. Wow. The moments. Join me as I get into. Anybody heard of Doctor Who? Oh, yes. The TARDIS. Yes, here we go. Yeah. Tom Baker, Peter Davies. Old doctors, yes. Time Lords, yes, enough. The Daleks. Okay, enough, right? Okay, there you got your Jeff for the day. I call this first photo Josh Miller. 4 years old, blonde hair, blue eyes, cute as a button. We're at Nancy and Greg Miller's first youth leaders to come to this church and be part of it. We had worked with them in another church in the youth department. If you're crazy and silly, you get put as a youth, you know. That's the way it is, isn't it? So we're there at their house, and little Josh grabs me by the finger and says, "Mr. Jeff, come on." And he has me get down into the floor, and he goes and he gets his Tonka trucks, prized possessions, the little yellow metal ones then, and the little bulldozer and the backhoe, and he gets me down in the floor, and the adults are watching me. I'm down there playing with little Josh. And it's just, he sees me as one of him. It's like he don't realize that I'm way more than him and out of bounds. We gather around the table. We're having Mexican that night. Isn't it wild how you remember all these things? And I know you've got them too. We're sitting there and he says, "Mr. Jeff, I'm 4 years old. How old are you?" Whoa. Every eye's looking at me. And I say, "I'm way more than four, Josh." Application, lesson learned. If we're unwilling to enter into the worlds and lives of those we want to share the gospel with, we'll miss it every time. Amen. We've got to be willing to get on our knees, grab that Tonka truck with the individuals we rub elbows with in small group. We enter into each other's lives. We share the things that are imperative and important. Jossie shared that little Tonka truck with me. He was sincere. He didn't see any difference between me and him. And he was proud as could be. "I'm 4 years old." I'm like, "Josh, I'm 40-something, you know." We're heading into the Christmas season. John 1, I believe it's 14, says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of His only begotten Son." Hey, gang, if we're going to minister to hurting people, if we're going to minister to each other, we've got to be willing to enter into the worlds with the people in which we associate. We know what makes them happy. We share with them. We laugh with them. We cry with them. Wow. Yeah, I'm saying to you, take the risk. Pick up a Tonka truck. Get on your knees. Put your arm around someone and pray with them. Have one of those moments that the bond of perfection sticks for always. Wow. Okay, we're on the TARDIS. Da-da-da-da-da. We're out on Highway 76. We've just passed Possum Trot Road on the right. As we cross Suffolk Creek, we're turning left into Brody Hills. Arriving at our destination, we're at George and Sherry Corrigan's. Some of you still remember them. George was the first elected elder in this body. We're doing small group again there. It's our night, Debbie and I, it's our night to watch the kids, to teach the kids, to be with them. We have 18 kids that night. The youngest was a young boy who had just learned to walk, and get this, his name was Chase. And we did. It seemed like when you're watching the kids, what's an hour and a half for an adult is usually about four and a half for the kids. Amy, I know you can identify with that. Been in children's ministry so long. Yeah, we had Chase as the youngest, and the oldest was Sherry Newton. Matt did there. Her wedding. She's now got a little girl, I think. Sherry was a teenager, and she was a joy and would help us. But we fought skeeters. We sung every song we knew. We drew pictures. We chased chase all night long. One of the main lessons I've learned from that is time matters. It does matter. Usually, if you're the one speaking, you think it don't matter. I've been guilty more times than I can count. But that night, there was a lesson learned for me. When I'm in there the next time, I'm going to remember who's out there. Right now, there's people in our nursery. Right against that wall, there are over 20 second grade through fourth grade. Across that hall, there's 12 to 20 preschoolers. And then there's little toddlers right across from the nursery. Jesus said that if we offer a drink of water in his name, we'd be remembered and rewarded. I say to you, that night and forevermore, we need to know way, way more than a cup of water is being offered. You got a glimpse of it this morning with what they're sharing in the Gospel of John. Incredible things. I learned, another lesson I learned was the value of those who do it. The value of those who are involved in children's ministry, in youth ministry, in the nursery, in all these. The guys back here running the videos, all these behind-the-scenes jobs are just as important as my speaking up here. And I'm not downplaying the importance of this, but I think sometimes there's a tendency that we marginalize others, thinking what we do is more important. I say to you, that's not so. One other thing I learned that night that's really, sometimes it's forgotten in church, and it's not that hard, gang. It's called thank you. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for the time you invested in my children. Thank you. How? And the next question would be, how can I help you to be a better teacher? How may I help you? How can I pray for you? How may I enter into your world as a teacher and support you? Wow. Thank you. Okay. That's the Doctor Who music. I know I can't communicate music. Okay. Yeah. Terrible with that. I hear it in my mind. That's about like, what am I talking about with my wife? It comes out as country, and I'm reciting rock, and she says it's a country song. You don't know. Okay. All right. Wow. We're in a locker room. Looks like a locker room. In fact, it's a bathroom in the bottom of the YMCA. No, that's not a bathroom. Yeah, it is a bathroom. That's the senior high youth meeting area. Yeah. And that's where we're at now in this photograph, okay? We're in the bathroom, the locker room at the YMCA women's. It was on the hills. Something had happened in the youth, the senior high. They're wondering what's going to happen. And Debbie and I would just say to them, look, gang, we can't do a lot of the extracurricular and a lot of different things, but we're going to be there on a weekly basis. You can count on us. We're going to be there. The time frame, I think the Wallflowers. We're doing Jason Dillon, The Only Difference. I think was getting some airtime. The only difference that I see is you are exactly the same as you used to be. And we use that in conjunction with teaching the fact that that can't be. We can't know a risen Savior. All things are not becoming new in our life, and we remain exactly the same as we used to be. And so we taught them. We didn't see no immediate fruit. 3 years later go by. Boom. About the time Matt and Katie come, I think 2002, I'm sitting back there in a wheelchair. Type 1 diabetic. Oh, wow. Ingrown toenail became amputation, toe, infection, abscess, intense pain, hurting. I'm sitting right back there. And one of the most moving moments I'll ever remember is they roll me down to right here, and I'm surrounded with teenagers. One of their dads takes my foot and holds it in his hand. He's on his knee. And they surround me, and they pray for me. Who would have known from the bathroom and the toilets and the study to the time that I would be rolled down there and I would be ministered to by the ones I had tried to teach? Wow, gang. Incredible things. Wow, let's move up a few more years. I'm not in chronological order. It don't matter, does it? We're in a time machine. Let's see. Speaking of time. Oh. No. We'll bring back some photos at a different time, okay? I got lots of them. But I do want to end with this one. This year. David and Frida in our small group. It might have been March, I don't know. We're in Elijah, a lifelong study. And I see something I hadn't saw. David helped build this church, really oversaw the building of both buildings and served. And he left for short time. I call him Boomerang Elder. He came back. He's back with us. My wife had invited him into small group with us. And he's sharing about, we're talking about the ravens providing for Elijah and God getting him there. And we're talking about the things and the people that God uses to get us to the place where he wants us. And I see something I hadn't saw in a long time. I saw David, the first time he ever came to small group was at my house. He comes through, big brown eyes, deer in a headlight look, would not eat. When he's nervous, he wouldn't. Gang, I've ate a lot of meals with you since, brother. Chicken, pork, hamburger, you name it. We're in small group, right across from the nursery. And Debbie and I, and David's face is lit up as he's sharing truth about God's word. It's incredible. And Debbie and I go home and say, did you see his face? Did you see how lit up he was? Did you see David sharing God's truth and applying it to his life? Hey, David's been an Elisha to me. I tell you, if you go into 2 Kings and you look at Elishas, those individuals that are God's using and training to use in the kingdom of God, it's always for service. Hey, you know who's teaching our college and I guess is it called a career class? Is that young knuckleheads? Yeah, no. David and Frida. It's a hard group. college kids are in and out. It's a need that's always been here. But Elishas are trained to pick up the role of servanthood in some way, form, or fashion. Okay. Wow. Now, hand me the needle, hand me the thread. I'm going to sew this up, okay? In 1 Corinthians 13, the Apostle Paul writes about love, perfect love. He says, if I can speak with all these different languages and tongues and have not love, I'm nothing but a racket maker. I'm paraphrasing, okay? This is Jeff paraphrase. Noise maker. Too often within the body of Christ, there's nothing but noise and racket. But when authentic and genuine Christian love is shown to one another, boom, it's crystal clear. I have my three-year-old step-granddaughter, that's a mouthful, last Sunday was here. First time. And what she said, my teachers love me. She said it over and over, Amy. My teachers love me. My teachers love me. Connection, absolute clarity, no racket, no bong, cymbals, noise, connection made. As we're going up the steps to get Riley, Ron's coming down the steps. She looks at Ron. I don't know if Ron even heard her, but she says, I've had a very good day today. Body of Christ, Grove Church, as we look to the future, as we look to right now, my prayer is that we leave here knowing that my teacher loves me. God loves me. The people beside me love me. And indeed and absolutely, I hope we can all say, I've had a very good day today.